This is a song we don't sing too often. It's number 399. It's entitled The Beautiful Garden of Prayer. But it's really a beautiful song, and our times of prayer, times of communion with the Lord, are often pictured in the Bible as coming into a garden. Praise God. And that's why we sing about that tonight. Praise God. Filled with the fragrance of Christ's presence, and place alone, apart from the world. Hallelujah. And so, let's make our garden tonight as we come together in the presence of the Lord. Number 399.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
think it's interesting that most of the songs that we sing about prayer lay a great emphasis on the presence of God. We never sing songs that give us the impression that prayer is just a laundry list that we bring to the Lord, and we just get down and ask Him to do this and that and the other thing and so on. But these songs speak about the presence of Jesus waiting for us there in that garden. And that's, first of all, what prayer is. It's coming into the presence of God. And we always ought to make time for that when we pray. We come and we bow before the Lord and we begin to worship Him. And we recognize His presence. We acknowledge that Jesus is with us. You know, it does us a world of good to do that often. To just look into your heart and say, Jesus, you're here. You're living within my heart. And you don't let yourself forget that. You remind yourself of that often through the day. And especially during a time of prayer, we say, Lord, you're right here with me. I'm in your presence, and I bow before you. And then we express our love to Jesus. When you come into the presence of the Lord, you just want to tell Him that you love Him and worship Him. And sometimes these songs help us to do that. And there are other choruses that have the touch of God upon them that help to bring us into the presence of God. Sometimes it's good, as you come to the Lord in prayer, to just open your Bible and begin to read a passage. I've mentioned this, I'm sure, when I was in Bible school years ago, 1975 or so. It's a long time ago. I remember we were studying 1 John, the letter of 1 John. And the first thing we did in class that day was to read the first chapter. And after we read that first chapter, the presence of the Lord drew so near, everybody recognized it. And then the teacher said, you know, that's what we ought to be looking for when we read the Word of God. Often, the presence of Jesus will come to us. And she was very wise to call our attention to that, and then to take some time to linger in His presence. And that's one way, of course, to study the Word of God, but that's also a way to enter into prayer. Take a passage and just read that passage and read it lovingly before the Lord, and it won't be long before Jesus will begin to manifest Himself. And you'll feel His presence. You'll feel His peace. And then just take time to worship Him and enjoy that presence. In our church in Canarsie, we do that. First part of our prayer meeting is just waiting on God. People come in and we all get quiet before the Lord. Nobody starts praying. You know, I had a friend of mine from Long Island. His father came to our prayer meeting recently. And as soon as his knees hit the ground, he started praying. And, oh, he was praying very earnestly. And Jesus, Jesus, do this, and thank you for this. And he's a precious man. He loves the Lord. But he just prayed and prayed and prayed. And there was such unrest. I couldn't get a word in. And he did that under his breath and for about an hour. He wore me out. And that's how they were taught to pray in their church. Just keep calling on God, keep talking, and use up that time. And I know the Lord knows our hearts and He meets us accordingly. But it was so different than we were used to. In our churches, we're used to just getting quiet first. Just spending time to get into the presence of God. Sometimes we come to church and we've got a lot of, we've been in the world and we've encountered some things and we're out of rest. And it takes time to settle down, to get your mind on the Lord, and to begin to enter into His peace. But, you know, that's where we want to get to. We want to get into the presence of God, and then we want the Lord, as we commune with Him, to give us prayer in the Holy Ghost. And there, Jesus puts prayer upon our hearts. And after a while, then, people will begin to pray out. And those prayers have the touch of God upon them. because we've spent time in His presence. And they're not full of nervousness and worry. I remember one time praying, and I was upset about something, and so I began to pray and pray and pray, and the more I prayed, the more upset I became. And I realized that's not the way. But we want to lay everything at the feet of Jesus and then pick up the things that He wants us to pray about. And the Holy Spirit can direct us, and He'll do that tonight. Here we're coming into the presence of God. And as we go to prayer later, God will put prayer upon our hearts. And those are the prayers that we want to especially offer to Him. Praise God. And so, when we sing about prayer, we recognize that our first prayer is coming into God's presence. And then as we get still before Him, then the Lord will give us Holy Ghost prayer that will really reach the throne of grace. Praise God. So we'll keep that in mind tonight as we bring our needs to the Lord. Let's sing another song. Lily was playing a song, Teach Me to Pray. You know, I think that's something that we need to pray all the time. Teach me to pray, Lord. Because prayer is not our effort, but it's God working in us. And no matter how long we've gone on with the Lord, we feel our need of Jesus teaching us to pray as we ought to. So that's number 398. We can sing that one as well. Praise God.
Lord, do it for us, Jesus. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.